Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm looking up because they're coming. So these pictures that are going to come are pictures of a ministry of Under the Stars. And I'm going to be sharing the story about this. But the one thing I want to tell you about this text sometimes gets used in order to abuse other people. So someone can say to you, well, look, I'm Christ, you're not helping me. It's not about being something that gets used as a way to get something. It's a text that reminds us of what it is the reign of Christ is about. So hear these words. When did I see you hungry? When did I feed you? When? All those questions. You see, we are God's people. How is it that we see Christ's face in the world? How are we attentive to our brothers and sisters in Christ who are suffering? How are we being attentive? Who are the least around you? What can I do when I encounter my brothers and my sisters? And so the message, Eugene Peterson's The Message, says it like this. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a home, gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me. My friend Butch and his daughter Hope took this text to heart about 4 years ago in June. You see, they had been out. Butch has a food truck, and they'd been out selling food at one of the places around Columbus where the festivals that they were doing it, and they were headed home, and they were stopped at a stoplight. It was a red light, and a buddy of Butch's came up to him, and he said, do you want to help feed the homeless? Butch looked over at Hope at the time, who was 14, and was trying to figure out a way to say, I have Hope with me, I'd really like to do this, but I have my young daughter. And immediately Hope said, yes. They got into the van, and well, they followed the van with all the food in it. It was a buddy of his who was at a church that was a bit more conservative than the church that he was a member of. He's a member of David's United Church of Christ in Canal Winchester. So they got in and they went along their way into Columbus down High Street. And the first stop where there were people was St. John's United Church of Christ. And they passed out Sloppy Joes. And then they continued, because they all got in the one van to make it easier. And the thing that upset Butch the most at this time was not about feeding and bringing his 14-year-old daughter along. That made him feel good. It was the conversations that were happening in the van from this other church about the people that they were helping. They were making fun of LGBTQ people. They were making fun of the people that were homeless and didn't have anything. As they were handing out Sloppy Joes and doing this good work, their mouths were being unkind to people that weren't the same as them. And Butch went, And he says, I was very, very uncomfortable. And then he began to think, I could do this. I have a food truck. I can be open. I know how to cook. And so that night, Butch and Hope decided to start Under the Stars ministry. All of these pictures are folks that have agreed. They have names. They are happy to share their picture. Because you see, the Under the Stars ministry became about feeding people, but it became about friends. Friends who sleep under the stars. The difference, Butch tells me, is We talk. They're like family. We come on a regular basis. Every Wednesday night, we go outside St. John's United Church of Christ. Doesn't matter what the temperature is, and we feed the 10 to 12 people that sleep outside the church, but also about 20 to 40 more that come. But it isn't just food, he says. We give out personal items and books and blankets and garbage bags to hold all their stuff in, and socks and boots. And we make friends. We call them by name. They call us by name. We talk about who we are, and we don't judge. Right now, there are 5 churches financially involved. And what Butch tells me the most is that trust is built. Everyone is treated with respect. We socialize. As Butch says, they feed us and we feed them. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me. So I got to thinking, why do folks do this? So I asked some of the friends that I know that are part of this ministry, I asked them this question: why do you feed the hungry and help the Under the Stars ministry? How does it make you feel, and why? What made you want to help them? So Hope, who's now a freshman in college, writes this to me. I feed the hungry and have the Under the Stars ministry because it means a lot to my dad and me. It's something we get to do together, and it helps a lot of other people who are in need. It makes me feel grateful and warm inside. It brings a smile to my face knowing that I make someone else's day better. I wanted to help because my generation are the people who can make a change in this world. We have the biggest impact. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. And then Greg, another friend from Canal who every Wednesday goes, writes this. Well, thanks for asking, Mindy. It started for me when I heard Butch Zurbigen tell his story at church while asking for prayers for his homeless friend. Hearing his emotion and seeing his tears and passion struck my attention. Once we showed up and helped, we couldn't stop thinking about the people who sleep outside under the stars in sub-zero temperatures while we were snug and warm in our beds. We had to go back and see how they were the following week. People started asking about our day, and we found ways to somehow make their cold nights a little warmer through conversation and just plain loving them through it. It wasn't easy seeing people stuck in addiction and mental illness. There seems to be something that pulls us back each week. It's hard to explain, but these men and women have come to count on us being there every Wednesday. I feel a myriad of emotions. Sometimes frustration at the lack of change in their situations. Sometimes anger at the lack of services and help for folks in genuine need. Sometimes I have intense joy, and other times I break down in tears, wanting to help in some way. I've come to the conclusion that just showing up and loving people the best way I know how is enough. And then from Natalie, great question, she says. It makes me feel whole, and it also makes me feel thankful for the power of relationship. More than the food we're all eating together, the listening and the concern for one another. And that goes both ways, is very powerful. On a regular basis, we get texts from our homeless friends to check in and see how we are doing. We have developed true friendships in many cases. It also is a huge reminder of the power of authentic listening. People have important and very different stories to tell. And you can tell how meaningful it is to be really heard and acknowledged. And then from Bernie and Carol. Bernie says, it's the only way we can get a home-cooked meal. But seriously, we like to help out by giving them a meal, eating with them, which they prefer, not just dishing out and leaving. They're always very appreciative, saying thank you and bless you We look forward to Wednesdays and don't want to miss you. We've made friends there. Some don't want to talk about their situation, but just want to have someone to talk to without being judged or felt like they're different. I know it's just putting a Band-Aid on their situation, but they still have to eat, even if they are working on a plan to change. I don't know how it makes us feel. We think it's the right thing to do. There are folks on the margins who could use a boost. We are God's people. How are you seeing Christ's face in the world? How are you being attentive to our brothers and sisters who are suffering? For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was homeless, and you gave me a room. I was shivering, and you gave me clothes. I was sick, and you stopped to visit. I was in prison, and you came to me. How are you seeing God's people, all of them, in this world? Amen.